Today we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we're going to read verse 12, where the Bible says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known." One of the most heart-wrenching stories in modern history is the loss of pop star Eric Clapton's son back in 1991. While staying with his mother in New York City, the 4.5-year-old Connor Clapton fell to his death from the 53rd story of an apartment building. Apparently, the housekeeper had just finished cleaning a window and left it open to air out the room when the little boy ran past him and fell 49 stories to the roof of a building next door. For quite some time, Eric Clapton withdrew from the stage, grieving the loss of his son. And when he stepped back into the public light again many months later, he had a new song that quickly rose to the top of the charts. At the 1993 Grammy Awards, "Tears in Heaven" won the award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance, and the lyrics of the song have haunted the public ever since. "Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven?" Why did that song hit such a deep chord with the listening public? Is it because the thought of permanent separation is almost too much to bear for most of us? We spend a lifetime getting to know somebody. We invest massive amounts of our energy, time, and love in relationships. And then all of a sudden, it comes to an abrupt end, and we're left wondering if it was worth it. Does the short time we had to love a person make up for the unbelievable pain of losing them? Do the aching memories that gradually fade with each passing year, but never really disappear, do they really make us satisfied with the way human relationships end? And if there's an afterlife, are we still going to know each other and love the people we used to love here on earth? Paul answers at least part of the mystery in our passage for today, in a remarkable passage where he sets the stage for a discussion of the second coming of Christ. He says, "Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known." What he's getting at is just how imperfect human knowledge is, and how much more we're going to understand at some point in the future. But what's interesting is that little statement, "just as I also am known." I'll admit that it might be stretching the verse just a little bit, but it emphasizes an important point. We're going to be known in the kingdom of heaven. People are going to know us. Think about the transfiguration on the mount, because there's something that happens in that story that few people notice. Moses and Elijah suddenly appear, and somehow the disciples know who they are, even though they'd obviously never met either of those men. You never see Jesus making introductions. He doesn't say, "Peter, this is Elijah. Elijah, meet Peter." Somehow, the disciples just know who those men are. How is that possible? Will there be something about us that gives it away? Does our character, which is really the only thing we can take with us in the end, does that somehow show on the outside? Well, I'm not sure, because I really don't know how it works. But this much I do know. Somehow, we are going to know each other. And that means, if you're banking on an eternal future, it's perfectly fine to risk meaningful relationships. You're going to get to enjoy it forever, which of course in the long run will prove to be a better way to live.